Okay, that is Jackson Waters with Come Undone.
That was good. I like that.
That was rocking, man. Mm-hmm. It was rocking stuff.
That's good. Hey, did you know American Idol's over? You know who won?
I wasn't finished with the promo there. I'm sorry. You can download Christian music for 99 cents a song at www.christianbook.com, and you can find theirs there.
Mm-hmm. You done?
Yeah, go ahead.
American Idol. You know who won?
What?
You know who won?
Who won?
You know who won?
Who won?
David Cook.
Yeah, I know. I liked him.
Yeah, I know the guy wanted to win.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He won.
Uh-huh. But you know what? He didn't win the last show.
No.
The last show, it was him against Archuleta, and Archuleta blew him away.
Yeah, he was much better. But.
But overall, I like Cook better.
Yeah.
But.
Much better.
But then I got to see my girl sing again.
Yeah, Brooke got to sing again.
Brooke got to sing again. I really like her. Mm-hmm. She got to sing with...
We don't know who that was.
Dance. I think it was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I think it was Stills.
Is that so you're thinking that's who that is?
I'm thinking that's who that was.
Okay. That's your guess?
That's my guess.
And David Cook got to sing with ZZ Top. That's pretty cool.
That was really cool. Boys from Texas showed up.
Yeah.
Just the bearded boys.
They look exactly the same.
And... the other thing was
that's the beauty of a beard. You can't tell that you've aged.
Jason Castro. Got to see him sing the Hallelujah song again. Oh, man. Listen, if y'all haven't heard this, let me see if I can find that real quick.
Oh.
It is just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. How you spell Hallelujah? How you spell Hallelujah?
H-A-L-L.
Yeah.
E-L.
Yeah.
U-J-A-H.
Are you sure about that?
Yep.
Hey. There you go. Here's Jason Campbell singing it. This is the Jason Campbell.
Jason Castro.
Castro singing it. This is his version, if it comes through. Let's see here.
Welcome back to the stage, a contestant who truly prefers.
Well, they're going to have a big, long introduction. But anyway, it's a beautiful song. And originally it was done by Buckley, Jeff Buckley.
Jeff Buckley.
Well, I don't know that he did it originally, but he did this version.
Okay, here it goes. Just close your eyes and listen, unless you're driving.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, and the baffled king composed. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch, but love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken
Maybe that's about the end of it, man. It's just gorgeous, isn't it?
Yes.
And he's shaking when he's singing. I mean, he's got some connection with that song. It's anyway, he puts a lot into it.
It's good.
So
when he finds gets his niche, you know, that'll be a good album.
This is how I know the song. This is Jeff Buckley. He only made one album and then he died, but he was supposed to be a really good guitar player and everything. But this is the version that
everybody knows.
Yeah, I guess. I don't think he actually wrote the song, but this was his composing of it. You can tell it's kind of haunting and good and stuff. If he's ever going to start singing it, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe we'll just be here for a while.
That's all right. Hang with us.
You got nothing else to do.
Go to sleep might be good at some point.
This is a good song to go to sleep to.
It is. Brad always puts on this new age stuff and makes us fall asleep to it.
It's not new age.
Well, that's what the genre is called.
It's chill.
But it's
XM chill. It's not new age.
Whatever. Well, new age in music is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Ding dong. Kinda. It's 10:30 and all is well. Dumb clock.
Hey. Clock alone.
Brad's phone. That's what it is.
It dings on the half hour.
Mm-hmm.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah.
I think Jason Castro's voice is actually prettier.
Yeah.
Now that I listened to him back to back.
He changed it up a little bit.
Yep.
Kind of made it more current.
The song is like 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
Castro only did like two and a half minutes of it. So. Anyway.
Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you.
Gets you in trouble every time, David.
She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throat and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah.
Samson, that was Samson he was talking about. But David saw her bathing on the roof too. What is this about bathing on the roof? What's the Old Testament men? Come on, people. Stay home.
I don't know. Guard your eyes. That's what it says in the Every Man's Battle.
On.
Every Man's Battle says, guard your eyes to your wife only. Chastity.
Baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew.
Are you going to play the whole thing?
I'm sorry. I guess so.
He's just captivated by it. He can't tear himself away.
There you go. Have we even started the show yet?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get this puppy going. Yeah.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got to shuffle on the radio with rat face. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night.
Oh yeah!
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
All right. On today's show, we're going to talk about some new members on the forum, new members in the community, and whatever Face brought. What did you bring? Cookies.
It's a surprise.
Oh.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People, radio on demand. It's all right.
Yeah, all right.
Who are your new members?
I'm so excited. What, new members? Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Let's go over there right now and we'll...
Welcome them.
We've got BC2. That's their name. BC2. BCII, actually. It's not even BC2. It's like BCII.
BC Roman numeral 2.
I guess.
Was that the idea?
I don't know. I mean, that's an assumption.
Why do people use Roman numerals anymore?
But they're from Chicago, Illinois.
Cool. My sister lived there for many
Population
years.
Population bunch. Salute. Your sister lived there?
Mm-hmm. Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago, Illinois.
Skokie.
They make pizza there.
Yeah, it's good. Deep dish. And you can write on the wall and the salt shaker and the table and...
Everywhere else. In Chicago?
No, wherever you're at. Famous pizza
you just
place.
Write on the table?
Yes, everywhere in Chicago.
That's pretty cool. Right. I didn't know it was like a city ordinance.
I know that, neat.
That's cool. Scott has also joined us in the forum.
Scott. Hi, Scott.
Scott from Penrith, Australia. NSW, whatever that stands for. NSW. Okay. Anyway, he's going to be 40 this year, too, in October.
Oh.
So... Yeah.
Another 40-year-old.
Here's to you, Scott.
Here's to 40.
Bubba.
What?
Bubba.
There's a Bubba who joined?
Bubba joined.
Is he a Bubba because he's a brother?
What?
Is that why they call him Bubba?
Because he's a brother. Oh, I'm sure he's somebody's brother.
Well, but some people are called Bubba even though they're not Bubbas. They're in the South, people are called Bubba because they have a little brother that calls them Bubba.
Is this your theory?
Yeah, well, I know that's what it is.
I think they call you people Bubba. That's all pronounced.
That's what I mean. That's where it comes from. You can't say brother, so it became Bubba. And thus, now that's the thing. So you say Bubba. And that, so then the parents say, where's Bubba?
So what you say?
Where's Sissy?
So what you're saying is that...
You say Sissy and Bubba. It's a southern thing.
Uh-huh. So what you're saying is that up north...
We don't do that.
You're smart enough to actually get out the words brother, but down here we're stupid and all we can say is Bubba.
No.
That's what you implied. You implied that, madam.
I did not imply that. If you want to take it like that, it's your problem. I did not imply that. But we don't say...
Objection, Your Honor!
But we don't say
Sissy. Double talking.
We don't say Sissy. We don't call people Trey.
What's wrong with Trey? Trey's a perfectly good name. What do you call him, the third? That's very precocious.
No, you don't refer to them as a third or a junior.
What do you call them? Just
you call them their name.
Well, what if their daddy is the same name? How do they know who you're talking about?
My dad's name is Richard, and my brother's name is Rick. That's how you do it.
And why is that different than Richard and Trey?
Because he's not a third.
But if he was, is what I'm saying.
It's different because he's not a third. He's a second.
Now, I'll have to give you a deuce.
Oy. I forgot about that one. I forgot about that. Deuce, Trey, yeah. Bubba. Yeah. I moved here and I'm like, who the heck is Deuce? They're like, who names their child Deuce? I'm like, that's not his name. He's just a second. He's a second. You know, like John Paul II.
No, not like John Paul II, the Pope.
He could be a second. You don't know.
It's like James McPherson. Yeah. And then you have James McPherson II.
Right.
Okay. And they call him Deuce.
They call him Deuce. And then that's James his name.
McPherson III, they'd call him
they
Trey.
They call him Trey, but that's his name. I don't even know. Well, there is a man in our church named Deuce. I don't even know what his real name is. Does he write Deuce on things? Is that what he writes when he signs things? I don't even know what his real name is because I've never heard anybody call him by his real name. Do you know his real name?
No.
I don't either.
It's not
you grew up with him. How you grew up when he went to school with you and you don't even know his real name.
I didn't need to know his real name. I just call him Deuce.
It's just not right.
I know.
And in Texas, wonder why people think that they're stupid.
Well, at least you said stupid correctly.
Stupid.
So anyway, there's this guy. I can do you one better. There was this guy, and his name was Junior. And I thought his name was... I really thought his name was Junior. Everybody called him Junior, and I was nine...
Was it like your cousin or something?
No, he's just a friend of the family. Oh. But we were nine... I was 9 years old before I figured out... Oh!
Oh, that's not his name!
He's a Junior.
Oh, yeah!
And his son name, okay, he was John Crowson. Uh-huh. His dad obviously was a John Crowson.
Right.
So they called him Junior. His son was John Crowson, but they didn't call him Trey. They called him John David.
Was that Carrie? No, that's Carrie. Carrie Crowson, that's her married name. Okay, different people.
Different Crowson. Sorry. They called him John David. So you had John Crowson Sr., basically. Mm-hmm. Then you had Junior.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had John David.
Oh, good grief.
And they called him John David. That was his name. That was his middle name. And they were all three Davids, but they called him John David. Uh-huh. And guess what he did? He went and had a son and named him John David,
too. He did not.
He did. And they called him JD.
Oy.
See how it disintegrates?
I'm telling you.
Oh, but anyway, we're talking about Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba.
Oh, yeah.
So did you get it because you're a brother and your brother couldn't pronounce brother, so they called you Bubba, or are they just calling you Bubba just because?
Because you're big Bubba.
Because you're a Bubba.
Because you're just a big Bubba.
Which is fine.
That's fine.
But?
I
want to know.
But he's the hugger. Remember we talked about no hugs at work and everything?
Oh, he's the one who said he likes to hug. He disagreed.
Hugger. He said, I agree to disagree.
Yes.
He says people track him. He's from Temple, Arizona. So if you're ever in Temple,
Tempe.
Oh, you're right. It is Tempe. There's no L.
There you go. Tempe, Arizona.
That's weird. There's no L there. Okay.
Okay.
So Tempe. Okay. Tempe, Arizona.
There's a Temple, Texas.
Exactly. You Tempe, see how Arizona. I got confused.
I completely understand how you got confused.
That I don't have my glasses on.
Yes, I do. I have mine on tonight. so that I can see.
All the way from the, over there, you saw the L.
I did.
The computer screen turned the wrong way.
I don't
need
to see an L because I knew Arizona, there's a Tempe. Just knew because I paid attention in school.
So if you're ever in Tempe, Arizona, you need to look up Bubba because Bubba will give you a hug.
Okay.
And he says he has people at work that look him up.
He is one of those free-range huggers.
They complain. Yes, he's a free-range hugger. And they will complain if he doesn't give them a hug.
Okay. Well, see, then he's in a whole different group.
He's a free-range hugger.
You can't lump him in with Brad's business. So there you go.
You don't want to be lumped in with my business.
No, you really don't. Look where it got me.
Hey. Let's see. Anything else here? Anything else? Let's see. We got a couple more members we can talk about real quick and get over there.
Okay.
All right. So we got all the way to Bubba. We also had Mike. Mike really hadn't said anything. Don't know much about Mike. He hadn't really been around.
Mike, is it my Mike?
No, I don't know who this is. Oh. And then Scott Roach. What?
I'm sorry.
What's wrong with you? That's his name. R-O-C-H-E.
Oh, okay. That's better. I just can't.
You can't
a roach.
You're like a 12-year-old kid. You said roach.
At least I'm not like Beavis and Butthead, Mr. Brad, who can't.
I can't take it.
He can't.
I can't.
He's a child.
He said duty. Okay. So anyway, he has I guess it's a band called Archangel, or what is the Archangel business? I forget. Anyway, so he's joined the forum, and also, of course, Kentucky Dan, which we heard. Yes. We've also heard from Bubba.
What's his name with the band?
Scott Roach.
Scott. Where's he from?
I don't think he said.
Oh, okay.
He's keeping that a big secret.
But he's got a band? Maybe he could send in some music for us.
No, I'm sorry. It's not a band. He's a podcaster.
Oh.
It's a podcast called Spiritual Hydration. He just started it. And Archangel. I don't know how Archangel fits in all that. Huh. But anyway, his thing says Archangel.
Okay. Well, since you don't have a band, don't send me any music.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Sorry. Next.
No music.
Kentucky, we got that.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it for the new editions this week. So welcome,
that's the
everyone.
Social site that I don't know about.
Do know about it. You've been on it. Your picture's on there. You posted.
Oh, I have?
Yes.
Oh, that was a social site?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So
pictures on there.
Your picture. Picture of you.
Okay.
Just a picture of you.
Interesting.
See, have we played this one already?
I remember.
Yeah, we played it yesterday.
You got that.
Hi, this is Kentucky Dan again.
Hey, this is Kentucky Dan.
Yeah,
we just talked about him.
Dan, okay, go.
And he called in before.
Go, Kentucky Dan.
I was listening to the podcast.
There's that pause again. He has that pause in his speech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wouldn't talk.
What?
I wouldn't talk. You got issues.
I know I got issues.
Okay.
Just commenting.
Okay, go.
And I'm not going to plug JesusGeek.com.
You don't need to.
Well, it's JesusGeek.info.
But you don't need to plug it because it gets plugged plenty.
Yep, we plug it all. JesusGeek.info is the biggest self-promoter on the planet.
Yeah.
But he plugs us too.
Yes, he does.
So.
But I did want to say that the whole Coke issue, I love Pepsi. Diet Pepsi is like my all-time favorite.
Oh, boy. Oh, stop. You'll drink Diet Pepsi when we go to Subway.
I think I threw up.
Oh, wait. No, they have Coke now.
I think I threw Subway up a little
switched.
Bit there.
Who is Diet? Who is Pepsi? Wasn't there a theater that had Pepsi? Is it like a Cinemark has Pepsi or something?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. What? Seriously.
Taco Bell. You can't
catch up, people.
You can't get
Coke. Who has Pepsi anymore?
You can't get Coke or Dr. Pepper at Taco Bell.
KFC either.
Pepsi. There's no KFC here anymore.
Well, there still exists.
What?
KFC.
There's not one here anymore.
I know, but it still exists in Dallas, just because we don't have one.
I'm not driving to Dallas just to get KFC.
I didn't say you were going to drive to Dallas. I swear.
We have Chicken Express. Wee!
Okay. Okay.
Hey, everybody, you want to see a fight for me? But... Diet Pepsi's crap, people. Crap, crap. I told you it's crap. It's like liquid crap.
It's dirty water.
Tastes like dirt.
That's right. We used to have to drink. We were on a Subway kick for a while back, like 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And remember, Subway all the time?
Every day. We ate it every day.
I think we did.
We were like the Jareds before there was a Jared.
And
I lost weight, too.
Yeah, he did. He did.
It was expensive, but I lost weight.
Well, it didn't even cost as much then as it does now.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, about it?
It's probably the same. What?
What about it?
About what?
You brought it up for a reason.
What?
Subway.
Oh.
Don't start with me.
Okay, it had Pepsi. That's right. Back then, it was still Pepsi. Remember? Mm-hmm, yes. The way to drink Diet Pepsi?
Diet Pepsi.
And, nasty. And somehow I got used to it.
It was canasty.
Yeah.
That's with a K.
Canasty.
Diet Coke. Not so good.
You're going to hurt face feelings. Actually, I agree with you, but you're going to hurt face feelings.
No, you won't. I don't care if you don't like it.
Awesome.
I drink Diet Pepsi. I really don't care.
I kept it under a minute. There we go. That's it. End of story.
You know, the whole minute thing is more of a guideline than a rule.
Yeah, people really cling to that, don't they? Like,
we're not legalistic people.
I'm not going to beat you over the head with the minute, man.
You know, Gracie, you know the reason why I hadn't heard from Gracie? Her laptop died.
Uh-oh.
And so she hasn't been able to listen to the show.
Yeah.
So if you have anything to say about Gracie, now is the time because she's not listening.
She'll never
get caught up.
No.
So you're welcome just to say anything you want to about her now until she gets her laptop fixed. So, you know, any of the things you want to say about her and everything, just, hey, now's the time. Call me and give me information.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was...
Well, you kept interrupting, so you didn't let him finish.
He was going on about Diet Pepsi.
Well, you know what? When we're at my mom's, remember when we were at my mom's and she had Diet Right? Remember?
The Diet Right's not too bad. Diet Right's not too bad.
And we didn't know that it didn't have caffeine in it. We both had a headache for like 4 days.
We drank it because it's made by Dr. Pepper. And
it tasted pretty decent.
It tasted pretty good.
I mean, it was okay.
But we got headaches. We had headaches. Like, we couldn't figure out why we had headaches.
I was living on aspirin the whole time I was there. And we got home, like, there's no caffeine in this.
Which is a good thing.
Dumb. We didn't read the can, apparently.
It's a very good thing.
But then we were off. So then we drank Diet Right for like a year.
It was great.
And then I started drinking Diet Coke again. Why did we switch off? I don't know. And now I can't.
Oh, man, I'm on coffee now, so I'm toast.
It's done. He's a goner.
I drink 2 cups of coffee every day now. And on Fridays, I don't get my coffee.
Well, you could. You go to what you'd call it. You could eat with Jerry.
Oh, I'll get coffee there.
Yeah,
that'd
be
great.
Take your
good day, my fellow
you.
Squirrels. Bonita here with your verse for today, Ephesians 4:13. Till we all come in the unity of faith and of knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Strife. It causes disunity and division, something the enemy of our souls rejoices in. When we as a body of Christ are disjointed, he can maneuver himself into our lives and our churches. We as a body must strive to have one mind, that of Christ, in all situations, going first to him for guidance and wisdom. Don't let the spirit of division into your life or into your church. Pray for unity. Pray for the mind of Christ. Have a wondrous day in Christ all. Now back to our squirrel power couple.
Squirrel power couple. He's got her leg up in the air. You stretching?
I got a stretch.
Yeah.
I got a sore muscle.
Sore muscle. Sore muscle. Sore muscle.
Hi, this is Kentucky Dan again.
Oh, we already heard that.
Did you not keep track?
I'm keeping track.
Okay.
Keeping track. Keeping track here, people. We'll do one more. Let's do one more. Oh, okay. You know, by the way, as she was talking about strife and unity and all that, we recorded a show this week on Grace Junkies. If you don't listen to gracejunkies.com, it's an excellent show. We basically get listeners or community members of My Life Ministries to come on, and Tim records the show, and I host it, and we usually have three or four guests, and this week we had three. And it was just really good. It was really structured, and it was about conflict and reconciliation and unity within the body and what those things mean and what they don't mean. And it was really good. So check that out. That's coming up as soon as he gets it all crunched down. And check out the other Grace Junkie shows that are out there too. But I just wanted to plug that for me because that was a good show. All right, let's see what else we got here.
Hello, Brad. Yes, this message is directed towards Brad. This is Alvin.
Hey, Alvin, how you doing? I don't like it. It's very confrontational to direct the message at me. See, it puts me on guard and makes me a little nervous.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure about this.
Yes, the computer nerd and who didn't know how to tune the forms. To make a long story short, I listened to that Netflix Fight podcast 3 times. Yes, 3 times. That's an...
You okay there? Did you swallow a bug?
Don't die.
Don't die on air,
don't please.
Don't die.
No.
Well, I'm going to feel really bad if he dies.
Don't die. That's an hour and 30 minutes. An hour, Brad. An hour. We need to talk. Basically, I'm at the forum. Yes, I found the forum. And, oh, my God, I found the forum. And I go, you know, it says log in. So I use my old username and password, you know, DigiForce. And then my password was, of course, for you guys. Star, 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 star. I go to hit submit, but I can't log in. Why can't I don't know what my password is. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? So I'm flipping through my Excel sheet trying to find the password. I find the password.
Okay, calm down. Oh, my goodness, take a breath, man. Get yourself a Dr. Pepper. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Send me an email. Comments at twoblindsquirrels.com. I'll walk you through it. I'll send you some screenshots. It'll be fine. Does he make his living on computers? I'm hoping he's got like a second night job or something. Okay. I'm sorry.
I go type it in.
What did you say? Did he say two-two-doo-doo again? I think he said two-two-doo-doo right there. I heard it. I heard him say two-two-doo-doo.
He typed it in. Two-two-doo-doo.
I don't know. I think I heard two-two-doo-doo.
What am I going to do? So I'm flipping through my Excel sheet trying to find the password. I find the password. I go type it in.
See?
You hear what you want to hear.
I'm paranoid.
Hit submit. It says username slash password incorrect. Oh, my God. What am I going to do? So I go to actually get myself to send myself a forgot password. I go through the unnatural process of having emails sent to me and you guys sending back the email with some security information so I can get the password reset and after I do the unnatural.
I don't even know what he's saying anymore. Is he even talking to me at this point? Is he just reading out of a journal? I don't know what.
Is he related to April?
I don't know what's going on.
He's related to April. They must be brother and sister in a former life or something.
Mother's maiden name, social, blood type, last six places of where you lived at.
Okay, that's not our side. I don't know. I think somebody's fishing you, man.
It says username doesn't exist or email address doesn't exist.
All right, I think I can get this straight. I think I can recognize the problem. Okay. The social site is where you register and you log on. The social site is where all the pictures and the videos are. It's if you look in the title, if you look in the address, it'll say Ning, and mylifeministries.ning.com, okay?
What's Ning?
Ning, that's the service that we use that hosts the social site.
Gotcha.
Okay? The forum is a separate piece of code. You okay? Did you just spit all over yourself? She yawned and just
this
yard sprinkler came out of her mouth. All over her arm.
Ew.
It's disgusting.
I don't even know how I did that.
You're just going to rub that in with your hand, aren't you? You're not going to get a napkin or anything. Just gonna,
I should be able
It's not a moisturizer, you know. That's actually spit.
I should be able to control. I am a mother. Seriously, you're going to talk to me about spit.
That's true. You do have special spit, but still, I would put some.
It's already dry now.
Okay.
I don't even know how I did that. How do you do that?
I don't know how you did that. It was pretty interesting, though. Don't try to do it.
I can't do it again.
Well, okay. Stop trying. You look like a freak. Sticking your... It's a really disturbing look there. That whole... She's sticking her tongue out trying to flick spit. And it's... Even if you succeeded, it would not be good. So just... Okay. All right. Are we done? Okay, I was right in the middle of explaining to Alvin what the problem was. Okay, so the social site is the Ning site, and you have to register for that, and that has your register and you can password. Then there's the forums. The forums is a separate community. It's a separate piece of the community. It's a separate It's a separate code. It's a separate database. And so you have to register for it separately. Now, what happened?
It's all just...
Well, the forum existed long before the Ning site, okay? So if you're just coming, you don't understand this.
Oh.
And the forum, which is the, you know, the basis of the community, you have to register for that separately, bottom line, okay?
You have to register for one to be in the other?
You have to register in both places. And there's no way around that.
You have to register for one to be in the other?
We tried to get this piece of code, and no, you don't. You can be on one and not the other. You just said
you had to sign on.
If you want to sign on and post on the forum, you have to register for the forum separately than the Ning site.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Well, why don't you just say that?
I know my username is. I know my email address. And basically, to make a long story short, it appears as if my username was deleted.
No, it wasn't deleted. I didn't delete anybody. I would never delete someone.
I'm not going to say I have a bone to pick with you because you guys automatically just grab your Smith & Wessons from the back of the garage and put booby traps and barbed wire around the house in preparation for World War III. So it's not a bone to pick with you, but...
Paranoid much?
Look, Faith's arsenal has nothing to do with this.
I think I was deleted, Brad. Not too happy. But I'm still good.
You weren't deleted.
I'm about to re-register, and it's going to take 48 minutes because now it's 11 p.m. and you guys are an hour behind because I'm in South Carolina. So hopefully tomorrow you'll get this, and it won't be in the morning because I'd hate to wake up hearing people screaming in my phone. But I'm not screaming. I'm just bent.
No, you're very calm.
He's very calm.
Very calm. Vent. It's a very calm vent.
Very good.
Screaming and venting. I know I work for AT&T, but that's getting out the hand.
Here's your problem right there. See, right there, AT&T works for the competition.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know the 1 minute rule. Will please have mercy on my soul. And as always, this is DigiForce. Much love.
I like him.
Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so DigiForce. Oh. I saw it. What?
Did you get that?
You know what? I went to the members and I said, show me the members who aren't activated yet.
Yeah, and it said DigiForce.
I saw DigiForce in there. So he's in there, but he's not active. I wonder why that is. Okay, well, I'll figure that out. I'll get with him and figure that out.
Okay.
Yeah, as always, if you have problems with the website at any time, please call the show.
and let us know
about it instead of, you know, actually... handling it through
an email or something.
Because this is the best way to handle it because it's a week before I listen to your message and there's nothing I can do about it during the show. So, and I'll forget the time I get off. So I just, you know, I'm just saying.
It's entertainment though.
It is entertainment. All right. Well, that's enough of that. Okay. Let's wrap this up and we got one more. We got Friday to go.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, Friday's tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. We made it through the whole week already.
Wow.
That's to start the show.
Well, let's start the show. Let's end the show by starting the show.
That'll throw people off.
No, it's okay. Good. Oh, come on. Be different. March up the hill instead of down.
It doesn't present the gospel.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night.
Oh yeah.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
See, now you can go to the end. You can't play Charlie over it.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand, it's all right.
Yeah.
Bios con Dios.
Bios con Dios, everybody. Hey, what happened? I had it all set up to go right to the right spot where Charlie was talking. Ah, ow, 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 that was loud. Okay, that was loud. I admit that was my bad. Oi. How about that?
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.